afternoon, Brenda speaking.
Hi, Brenda. This is Alan Johnston calling. You called me earlier on today.
Hi, Alan.
Hi. Yes.
Do you have a claim number?
Yes, 5-1072405.
Okay, let me just get into my claim.
Okay. Sorry, legal first name Justin. I go by Alan.
Oh, Justin. Okay.
Yes.
So you go by Alan?
Yeah, that's my middle name.
Okay, that's what I figured when I saw the police report.
Uh-huh, yes.
So we're just investigating this accident, Alan. I want to call you Justin now.
Well, I'll answer either one, no problem. It's
just wondering, were you injured at all in this accident?
Well, I'm still hurting. Yes, I am. I was.
Okay.
And got whiplash, and I go to physiotherapy twice a week.
Oh, I'm just going up here. Alan with A-L-L-A-N?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, not many people spelled it right the first time. That's good.
Okay. So you haven't retained a lawyer or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my physiotherapy to be get a more final view on what's going on in the immediate future.
Yep. So we do deal with a lot of individuals in directly.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding their injuries. I will be upfront with you and advise you that we are still investigating because we do have a couple of concerns on our file.
Okay.
Okay. But our investigation should be done in the near future here.
Okay.
And then I can let you know.
Yes. What are the concerns?
Yeah. So what we are concerned about is the driver didn't have a valid driver's license.
Oh, really? I did not know this. Okay.
Yeah. And also, because it's right on the police report, and also, there might be a consent issue. So we have an independent adjuster going out to get all the statements that we need so we can review everything and see
what's happening. I'm not sure exactly what that would mean, a consent issue.
Yeah, it's just that our driver's saying that he didn't give consent for this gentleman to take his vehicle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, okay, I wouldn't necessarily call it stolen, but just no consent was given.
Yeah, we have to confirm all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like I have to get a copy of the police report, see if they did charge him with theft or all of that. So
I understand.
Because
of FOIP, I asked the constable who was investigating, and because of FOIP, I could not actually get any information from him.
Right.
I was told that I should probably retain a lawyer to if I'm going to pursue anything. If this injury keeps going on and on, then I guess I'll have to consult someone.
That will be your decision as you go down the road. We
do
deal with, like I said before, we do deal with a number of people without a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
What I find with a lawyer is it does delay things and,
oh,
and
my
things
goodness.
Like that.
Yes.
When we can still do the same thing on our end,
I would prefer.
But I just want to be.
To be honest with you, on a personal thing, I'm selling my father's estate, and I'd prefer to not go through so many legal avenues rather than just get it simply done. We all know what the truth is, and so can we perhaps deal with
and
it?
All I can tell you is how we go along and what I can tell you at that time.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Understood. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So due to the FOIP, okay, the Personal Privacy Act in Alberta, or in Canada, I am going to ask you for some personal information, and I do need you to consent for me to collect it and disclose it as it relates to this claim.
Of course,
so
but may I ask you a bit of information first before I go on so I can confirm who I'm? I hope you don't mind.
Sure.
Let me just drag up the papers. If you could perhaps provide me with the police report number, would that...
Sure.
Grab it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have a sea of papers here that I have to...
Sure.
Can you hold on just 1 second? I'm sorry, I'll be right back.
That's okay.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
So I have a Lethbridge police number of CA...
1-9-0-0-7-1-1-9. 7-1-1-9. Just to confirm it. Sorry, I hope you understand, but because...
That's okay.
Yeah.
Did you get a copy of the police report?
Well, I swear I did, and I'm just trying to actually locate it.
Okay.
Oh, my word. I'm just going to have to believe that you are you. Okay, we shall continue.
Okay.
Pardon me.
So the only personal information I'm going to get, and you know what? Mm-hmm. All of it is on the police report. It has your date of birth. It has your driver's license number. It has your address. Are you still at 2917 29th Avenue South in
Lethbridge?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. That is me. So good. Thank you.
And September 12th, 1968?
Yes.
Is your date of birth? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you understand that I will collect and disclose your information where I need to. I can't request any medical documentation from you without a signed authorization, anything like that.
Okay?
So I can't contact your doctors or anything unless you sign a medical authorization.
Okay.
Can you tell me a brief description of what happened in the accident?
Well, I was driving northbound on, I think it was 28th or 29th Street. Yes, Street. South, northbound.
Okay.
And I just pulled off of... are you in Lethbridge or... No?
No, I'm in right here.
Okay. Well, we have a park. It's called Henderson Park, and it's fairly large park. It's everything is 30 kilometers an hour from that point. So I left that area about a half a block later. I was still doing perhaps about 30, 35 kilometers per hour. I noticed that somebody flew out of the alleyway. My estimation there, I'm no expert, obviously, but 60 kilometers an hour or so, perhaps. And
was he to your left or to your right?
To my left, yes.
Okay.
This should all be in the police report, too, I suppose. But as a reaction, I pulled the steering wheel to the right, knew instantly that there's no avoiding this. I don't know what the collision is going to be like, but obviously he's going to hit me. And so I turned to the right, hammered on the brakes. I knew that collision was imminent, so I tried to relax the, you know, not tense up, and let the collision happen. And within a split second, I was hit. Just the jarring effect, I suppose, I just kind of froze, I suppose. Let the vehicle stop and it took stock of what was going on. And a few seconds later, I called 911 and dispatch put me through to police and ambulance. The driver got out of his vehicle. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. The driver got out of his vehicle, looked at me, cussed at me a few times. Then his friend, who was holding a basketball at the time, came over and tugged on his sleeve, said something in his ear, and they both left.
How many people in that vehicle?
Well, I have front and rear dash cams. I had in my car. Yes, ma'am. I got faces of absolutely everybody. High-def digital video of them. I gave it to the police constable, front and rear. I thought somewhere between five and six witnesses. Some witnesses said five. Other people said six.
Like in the other vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. In the I believe it was a Pontiac Montana that hit me. A dark ish color.
Okay.
And in the rear webcam, I saw, I don't know who it was because I didn't memorize faces at the time, but one of the gentlemen in the van bent over behind the vehicle and took the registration plate off, and a few people grabbed some things out of the van, including some basketballs and such, and walked down the alleyway, and I never saw them again.
Okay, they took
out
some basketballs and things, right?
Yes. I assume...
Did any of them seem impaired or anything?
The driver did seem sort of, I don't know, stunned, I suppose. I'm certainly not an expert on, you know, all the new drugs that are out these days. But he did seem rather, like, nonchalant about the whole thing, like, as if to say, what in the heck are you doing here? And I had no idea why nobody was injured in their van, if any of the airbags went off or anything. But
They might be, right?
Yes. But they just all kind of wandered off after that. And so a few minutes later, fire, police, ambulance showed up. Well, fire and ambulance. And a few minutes after that, police. And a few minutes after that, canine to try to chase them down. But everybody was gone at that point. So.
Okay. So did the police constable say that they tracked anybody down?
He did say that he had served everybody. Except for one person, and he was on his way to serve that one person. I don't recall what date that was. That was, sorry, due to stress, it's, time seems to, I can't seem to track. I don't know what day that was. So I hope this is helpful for you.
Very stressful for you, though, eh?
Well, 31 years and I've never had an accident.
Yeah.
31 years. And I think I had one when I was a teenager. And and aside from that, no, I've been very careful and very courteous to everyone. And I'm quite frankly surprised that somebody would fly out of an alley doing it that speed. The nose cone of their van punched into the pavement and chewed up the pavement. And, of course, the tires did as well. So I know they must be going quite a speed.
Yeah. So what part of their vehicle hit your vehicle?
The front passenger of their, but the passenger side of their vehicle hit the driver's side of mine. Everywhere from the my headlight to just in the driver's door.
Okay. Oh, so that's even worse because you're in the driver's door.
Well, yes. The fortunate thing about this, if you could believe this, ma'am, is that they had nearly hit someone else and also in another minivan in their rampage of driving, I suppose you could call it. And so they were, they had followed behind your client, I guess that would be, to see what had happened. And because of that, whatever near miss or near hit that was, the passenger of that vehicle was holding on to some kind of a camera and recorded some of the accident. And so you might have video footage of that as well from that vantage point.
Okay.
What I say fortunate is that in the back of that van was a toddler. And so if they had hit that person instead of me, I think all hell would have broken loose.
Yeah.
A toddler in the car. That's.
Yeah.
I hate to but say this, but it's fortunate that they hit me and not that.
You
can see where I'm going with this. I'm sorry, I get a little bit of
emotional about
this, but geez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad that they had to do that to begin with.
I honestly don't know what the circumstances of them driving off with this van was, and it's, I suppose it's perhaps none of my business, but the long and the short of it was I still hurt, and I'm trying to get back to work, and I can't.
Okay. So you were wearing your seatbelt, were you?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had no passengers, right?
No, ma'am. Nobody, just me.
Okay. Were you working at the time?
Yes.
Yes, you were?
Yes.
What do you work at?
I just work part-time doing some tutoring.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah.
So were you just going to
I was going to a student's house. In fact, that was the first day with me. And I had to call in sick during my first day.
How much tutoring did you do in a month?
In a month,
and the reason why I asked that,
mm-hmm.
So do you understand what an accident benefits claim is compared to a bodily injury claim?
I guess I understand the broader points of it, not the fine points.
Okay.
No, I don't.
So the accident benefits claim is no fault benefits under your auto policy, mm-hmm. and the government has set it up that way. So when you're injured, you can treat, and you don't have to wait for us to finish our investigation.
Yes.
So that way they pay for your treatment costs or any prescribed medical supplies, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The treatment costs can also be for counseling or for physio, anything like that.
I have actually requested counseling to deal with the stress because, frankly, it scares the...
that's good.
Driving scares me now. It's just I keep expecting something to come out of left field. But
Of course, so definitely follow up with that. Like, do you have any extended health care benefits available to you?
No.
Okay. So your accident benefits will be able to assist you with those costs, okay? Mm-hmm. Anytime that they say no, they can't assist you anymore and you're starting to be out of pocket for those costs, you need to get a hold of me right away.
Okay,
and I'll send you an email. Yes. I'll send you an email with my contact information. Do mm-hmm. you have an email address?
I do.
Okay, and ready. What is that?
It's Alan ESL, that's ALLANESL at yahoo.ca.
Right. So ALLANESL at yahoo.ca.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So now for bodily injury, okay, mm-hmm. and this is where it gets a little picky with this one. Mm-hmm. For bodily injury claim, we compensate you for pain and suffering. And any out-of-pocket expenses you incur that you cannot collect back from your accident benefits adjuster or your extended health care.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm saying that we're still investigating, that this is where the police come in on this one and things like that regarding a stolen vehicle.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So it all depends on if this vehicle was actually stolen or not. That's going to make a difference on our file. Okay. Yeah. Now, what part of your, when the vehicle impacted yours, did any part of your body hit the inside of the vehicle?
I sprained my finger. I know that. It hurt after that. But luckily the airbags came out and prevented me from hitting anything solid.
Okay.
Pretty sure. I'm sure.
So you didn't lose consciousness?
No. I just lost my glasses. They went flying off.
Okay. Were they damaged?
Well, just bent. It's kind of... I don't mean to be so picky about things. I can easily bend glasses back, but I can't bend my neck back.
Okay. Which finger did you sprain?
Oh, it was the right hand pinky finger.
Pinky? Okay.
And a few days later, it was back to normal.
Okay, good.
So, you know.
Now, you indicated your neck was sore?
Yes. I've been working with this physiotherapist to treat the back and the neck and the left shoulder. And so, she's really actually quite good at working me through it.
And where are you going for that?
It's called LifeMark. LifeMark Physiotherapy.
Okay. Which
I have
location?
A card somewhere. Oh, sorry. Oh, there it is. 1410 Mayor McGrath Drive South.
Do you have a phone number?
403-329-3212.
Okay. Did you go to the hospital at all?
Well, no. I sat in the ambulance. They checked me over and did a bunch of tests and asked me if I felt if there was anything urgent that needed to be taken care of right away. They suggested that I will be stiff and sore and the headache will last for a few days, but Aside from that, do I feel like I'm, you know, cognizant? Do I feel like I know what's going on? And so we checked for signs of any other, you know, head trauma or anything. And as far as they could see, my head was still working properly. I was under my own, you know, cognitive thought properly. And so I released myself. I signed their waiver stating that I wasn't going to the hospital.
Okay.
And the tow truck driver was nice enough to bring me home.
Okay. So is your vehicle not drivable?
No, they totaled it off. They found the frame to be bent.
And you have full coverage for that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try to get our investigation done right away here for you.
Okay. I am curious, though. I suppose maybe I should retain my own lawyer to ask questions, but to be honest, I can't afford it. I really cannot. I'm tapped.
So. Yeah, and like I said before, anytime you want to, that's your right.
Yes.
I'm more than willing to deal with you and be upfront and honest with you and explain things to you as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, totally up to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any other part of your body hurt other than your neck, shoulder, back?
Neck,
headache?
Shoulder, and back, and headaches for a few weeks after that. And
okay.
Now the headaches seem to be under control. I think the headaches were just simply stress. Not physical, just, well, stress about the whole thing. And now it's just the back and the neck and the shoulder.
Okay.
Aside from that, no, I don't believe anything else, no.
Have you gone to your doctor?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I expect he will expect me back once the physiotherapist has given a more, an eventual report, I suppose.
Okay. So which doctor do you go to?
I will get his, what's his name? Dr. Horn, Horne.
Yeah. Do you know which clinic?
The Bigelow Fowler Clinic, I think it's called.
The Bigelow
Fowler Clinic in South Lethbridge.
South Lethbridge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At what point will you need medical records from him?
So how it works is we don't recommend that you settle until you're healed. Because once you settle, right, your settlement is done and it's done in its entirety. So anytime you have a demand under a policy, the limitation date is 2 years from the date that the accident occurred.
Yes.
So there's lots of time for us to finish our investigation, for you to get better, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can settle, once my investigation is done and I can tell you how we're going to proceed with this, you can settle anytime you really want.
Mm-hmm.
But we would base any settlement based on medical documentation.
Yes.
Did the doctor take any x-rays or anything like that?
No. There were two doctors at the time. He had another doctor concur what he was, his opinion. And
okay.
Both doctors thought there was nothing with bones, anything like, structurally with bones, it's all whiplash, all soft tissue.
Okay.
And so they deemed it not necessary to x-ray at that point.
Okay. So did the doctors give you a prescription for the counseling?
No, actually.
Okay.
No.
So you might want to go back to them, because then you can present that to your accident benefits adjuster.
I see.
And
okay.
They might be able to prepay some of your counseling.
Oh, well,
because
be
you don't
nice.
Have because you don't have any extended health care benefits.
No, I don't.
But that'd be up to them to decide whether or not they want to prepay that for you.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. So if you get it on account, if you get it prescribed by your doctor,
mm-hmm.
just make sure that the doctor says due to this motor vehicle accident of April 2nd, mm-hmm. 2019.
Be specific.
Counseling treatments are prescribed.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that advice. Thanks.
Yep. Yeah. And then he can say, as per the counseling, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So just make sure that you always include that as per the motor vehicle accident of April 2nd, 2019. And then nobody will have any questions, and then you're not running around twice to get another one. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And phone me anytime you have any questions. I'm here to help you as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you ever injured yourself before?
No.
So just one motor vehicle accident when you're a teenager?
Well, back then, someone had rear-ended my car out of road rage, and that was something like, I guess that would be maybe 30, 32 years ago, something like that, and I experienced whiplash back then, and it took me a few years to get over it, and but I had no medical, at least not at the right time anyway. So here I am getting treatment now because I know what it's like to not deal with whiplash. It's gone forever and ever and ever. So
So you're fully healed from that prior to this?
Yes, it didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Proper exercise, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever had any slip and falls or any sports related injuries?
No. Nothing exciting to report, not really.
So you've never injured your shoulder, your back, or your neck before?
On the other side, the right shoulder, the opposite side, I had a bit of an issue because of using computer too much, but that's completely unrelated, and all that's been healed up, and so aside from that, I suppose there'd be nothing really, no.
Okay.
Fairly healthy.
Yeah. And the reason why we ask that is because a lot of people do have pre-existing conditions, right?
Understood, yeah.
So when they have a pre-existing condition, then we might not look at the accident causing the injury, but maybe aggravating or exacerbating the injury that
fully
they have.
Understandable, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't want to pay for something that isn't really related to this.
Well, we look at all of that, right?
Yeah.
Because if somebody's treating before and they're going to physiotherapy three times a week and things like that, that's going to be totally different than somebody that wasn't treating before.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we go to settle somebody and we say, okay, you might need some future treatment, you know, we're willing to give you this, that'd be totally different than if somebody was already treating too, right?
I understand, yes.
Do you have any pre-existing health conditions that would be affected?
No. No.
Okay.
I just
so no
had a physical
diabetes,
at 50
anything like
and
that?
I was clear for everything, so.
Good. Okay. So you were really healthy before.
Well, I try to be.
Okay.
I enjoy my bicycle. Well.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. So now back to your tutoring. Are you retired and you just do this part-time, or...?
No, I've basically engineering, drafting, technologist work, just contract work here and there, but I haven't taken any on any contracts since then because it all seemed too much. It seemed, and so I thought, well, I am tutoring part-time. That's good enough for now. I will rely on that until... I can put some more resumes out there and not have to take time off twice a week from work to go to physiotherapy. That would not look great. So I'd rather...
So the subcontracting that you do, you have your own company or your own
I just accept contracts of, you know, temporary work here and there. Whenever it's... There seems to be a... it's a... seasonal thing, I suppose. You know, there's a hiring spurt, and then with the oil being as it is right now, companies are hurting, and so are the workers. So,
yeah, that's right.
Here I am, relying on, you know, part-time work.
Yeah.
Which is okay for now, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. So we also can look at that as well. If you think you're out of pocket any... any wages or anything like that. We can look at that as well in the future.
Well, that would be difficult to prove because contracts come and go, and, you know. So I'm not exactly sure how that would work to be. I can't prove I could be hired. So that would be difficult to.
But we can look at previous tax returns and things like that as well if we have to.
Yes.
So if you feel that you're missing out on that, I need you to document why you feel that. And if, you know, things like that, okay? That's just like your tutoring. Like, how much tutoring do you normally do in a month?
Four, five, six, seven, eight. Perhaps 30 hours, roughly.
Okay.
30 to 40 hours per month, depending on.
And how much do you charge per hour?
25.
25?
Yes.
Okay. Have you done any tutoring since this accident?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, so
I haven't taken new students yet because it's, to be honest with you, frankly, driving still scares the hell out of me now. So I don't really, I'm not trying to make it sound dramatic, but it's surprising what that does to a person mentally. Just walk. plus, you know, a new vehicle, right? Well, newish. And feeling confident driving a different vehicle is...
Yeah.
Is, I'm sure you, in your business you've heard it all, but...
No, and it does, right? It takes a... But that's why it would probably be best if you go back to your doctor and get some counseling. Because you don't want to leave it too long and then have an issue as well, right? So that's an option for you. Yeah. That's definitely an option for you, right?
May I ask... people in my situation, do people usually go for counseling, or do they just suck it up and say, you know?
No, you know what?
And
if you put in an injury claim and you say I was anxious about driving, but you don't go to counseling, we don't actually treat that as an injury.
Of course, that would make
because
sense.
if you actually go to counseling, right, then it proves that you tried to mitigate that injury.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that do go for counseling.
And then you will have documentation as to whether or not there's actually something substantial there or
that's right.
Somebody just looking for a...
it showed that, yes, you were fearful and you did take steps in order to try to get back to driving and get back to not being fearful, right?
Yes.
That is another head of your injuries, right? It can either be physical or mental. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fair enough. Then I will perhaps talk with my doc about that.
So, for the meantime, though,
yes.
I do need you to do me a couple of favors.
All right.
And like I said, as soon as our investigation is concluded, I will give you a call, let you know, okay? The only thing that there's, like I said, those are the main two things that we're investigating is why this person had no driver's license and why he was driving the vehicle and whether or not he took the vehicle with consent.
I understand.
Okay. Yeah. But in the meantime, if you buy any over-the-counter pain medicine or anything like that, and you can't be reimbursed by your auto policy, put it in an envelope for me because those are out-of-pocket expenses.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have a few receipts just for painkillers.
So definitely keep those, okay?
But my own insurance should be paying for it before...
just the prescribed. Just the prescribed thing.
Okay.
So
yes.
If you go to any of the over-counter, they're not going to pay for because they're not prescribed.
Of course.
Your parking, if you have parking receipts, like let's say you had to go to the hospital and you... You incur $10 in parking?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep your receipts.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And, go back to your doctor if you think that counseling will help and get that prescription, then you can submit that to your auto policy as well.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Anything that I haven't asked that you find important?
Is there a time frame of how long your investigation will be? roughly?
You know what? I'm hoping to have it done within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's it all depends on if these people cooperate and we can get our statements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So far, they have cooperated with me, and they have answered my calls, things like that. So I'm hoping to have everything within the next couple of weeks.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And
so I'll send you that email.
Yes. I guess it's truly none of my business if they have retained a lawyer at all.
Who, them?
Yes.
Oh, they won't be retaining a lawyer.
Okay. I have videos of them. I have 5, 6, I can't remember now. But anyway, of their faces in the back. I'm sure they didn't realize that I had a rear dash cam. Because
People.
Yes.
I don't even know that. We're still trying to figure out who those people are as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Did the police constable...
The police have on the police report just their last names. They don't have their first names.
I see. Okay.
Well, so we're hoping to get that information when we meet with our driver as well.
Part of your investigation.
Yep.
Yes, okay.
That's right. Okay, so I'll send you an email.
Yes.
Main thing is for you to treat and try to get better at this point.
Indeed. Yes.
And if you have any questions, give me a call.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay, bye.